Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ingram, and we're going to get started with Luther Vandross, What the World Needs Now.
Sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. So
Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me, and that was Luther Vandross. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Good morning, family. Let's get ready and invite the stillness, the present, the one that is the one, into this right now moment. Thanking God for the opportunity to come together again to eat from the spiritual food, because how we start our day is how we live our day. And so in this right now moment, let's just honor the presence. By just simply moving into the energy of love. Yes, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Yes, love. And as we move into the energy of love, let's just become intentional about the breath. Recognizing that there is power in the breath. I am. You are. God is. I am. You are. God is. By taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release the breath, and know that I am, you are, God is. Together, let's breathe. Be still, and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. As we just give thanks. Just simple gratitude. Just give thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. As we move into the consciousness, understanding that we are one with all things. And no matter what the seemingly appearances are, we are one.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. As we give thanks to the Most High God, thank you, God. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. This is what I like.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me, right here and right now. I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all. God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life. All of the riches of life. Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money. I totally open my mind to the flow. With no reservations. I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind. The being, doing, having power of God in me. This is real money. This is the money that becomes every form of money that I need and want. And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind. And I see myself. I see myself as I wish to be. I see myself as a healthy person. I see myself as a happy person. I see myself as a loving person. I see myself as a beloved person. I see myself as a successful, prosperous person. I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money. I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause. I see myself with stocks and bonds. Certificates of deposit. A big investment portfolio. I see myself having money making money. Money making money. Money making money. It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money. Thank you, God in me, for money and all of the goodness of life. Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Yes. A whole lot. You know, it's all about getting into the feeling. The feeling and the energy of the thing you desire. But do you know, as I was listening this morning, thinking about the manifestation process, I thought about what keeps us from manifesting. I was listening to Neville Goddard. And Neville Goddard said, we play on a stage of life as big and as important as we feel about ourselves. I'm like, wow, that's a very interesting thought. We show up in a stage of life based on how we feel about ourselves. And if we don't have what we want, or we're not being treated the way we want, or we're missing something, he said it starts within. He said it starts within. I was like, wow, you know. And every time I listen to Neville Goddard, I get more and more understanding at a deeper level of how important it is to love oneself. And so I had a question yesterday. How do one love oneself? I said, wow. You still get that question. And I still think to myself, I remember thinking when I was sitting in the middle of the bed that day, and I remember thinking to myself, how do I learn to love me? How do I learn to love me? And I want you to marinate on that. Are you loving you? Do you know how to love you? Do you even know where to begin? Even though you come to this line, most of you are lost in a daze. And have you really begun the process of really honoring and loving you? Have you seen changes in your life? And I want you to think about that. I say that because, you know, I realize, or I think to myself that I'm the queen of love and all this stuff. But even at this level, I was thinking the other day of some things that, you know, were showing up that I still needed to grow in. And it all came back to another form of self-love, which is self-acceptance. So I want you to think about that, and we're going to talk more about that on Clay Diane Reeves. Well, you know, some days I wake up and I just be wanting to play music. This is Diane Reeves.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it.
Embrace it.
Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God.
To the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me. And that was Diane Reed. Testify. We're going to talk about love. Love, love, love. What the world needs now is love. Real love. Okay. It's the only thing that the world. All right, family, you know, if all the things I could be, you know I want to be a singer, right? All right, we're going to start off with How to Love Myself with Lisa Nichols, and we're going to talk more about that. I hope you're up for a dialogue today, not just so we can really get this, because of all the things we learn in life, there's nothing more powerful than love. The love of self. Because when you look at how everything around you affects your world, you are the center. And everything is radiating out from within. So why is it, with all the power and all the knowledge and all the knowing, we're not living the life we desire? This is Lisa Nichols, How to Love Myself. And the other thing is expectation. So we're going to talk about expectation too.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Lisa Nichols Show, where together we develop some tools to take our lives to the next level. I come, I bring you content, I bring you experiences, I bring you truth. Sometimes I serve it to you straight, no chaser. How can we take our life to the next level? That's what we do here. I'm so excited about everyone that's commenting. You guys are just like on fire with the comments, or as Matt would say it on our team, on fire with the comments. I absolutely love it. April, you commented on the show called Focus on What You Want to Change. There have been a lot of comments on that particular episode. It's really wonderful. And you said, listen, I don't have any big comment, Lisa. I just want to say thank you, really big caps. You said, this is right on time, end quote. What I love about when you show up and you look at an episode and they're nice nuggets under 15 minutes, it's like, yeah, I can use that. Everything that you get can be used as fuel. And my goal here is to give you some great fuel for a great life experience. I love what you said, Morgan. Oh my God, you gave me chills with this one. You were commenting on the episode entitled, Your Spirit Has No Gender or Color. And you just brought it home. You said, quote unquote, I can't believe that this message is free. You said it truly surpasses the title and went completely deep. It gave me chills, end quote. Girl, you made me want to go back and look at the episode again. I so appreciate your comment. Isn't it wonderful when you can get a message about an old topic, an old conversation, an old focus of discussion, but you have a new approach to it? That's what this is all about, having a new approach to our lives. I cannot invite you enough to comment, comment, comment so I can read yours. Kenrick, you asked the question, what does it mean to be everything to me? So let's have the conversation. What does it mean to be everything that you need to be to yourself? To me, that definition means that you give yourself exactly what you need. You're not looking for other people to validate you. You're looking for other people to affirm, to stand in alignment with you, with what you know to be so, but you're not placing your stock and your self-value in the hands of your boss, your relationship, your children, your family. That you wake up each morning and you say, and I've said this before, I am enough. Today I'm pleased with who I am. Before you start the day, I always say that my job is to like Lisa first. Before anything that occurs today, my job is to like Lisa, to know that I'm going to bring the best version of me in every situation I can, to like me before anyone on Facebook likes me, and to know that I'm okay. What does it mean to be everything to you? That's not an arrogant statement. It's not a place of self-indulgence. It's to recognize that self-care is not selfish. It's to recognize that you can only serve others from a full cup, and that it's your job to fill yourself up. Fill yourself up with positive thinking. That's why you're here. Fill yourself up with new possibility. That's why you're here. Fill yourself up with new opportunities. Fill yourself up with having the best people on your planet. Loving yourself enough to remove unhealthy, toxic people out of your life. And you may not be able to completely remove them from your life, but you can love them from a distance. Being into you means if a relationship isn't honoring you, then you don't just jump out of it, but you do declare what you need. Loving you is when you know that you can add value to a company, to a system, to a program, to a business, that you step up. Loving you and showing up for you and being totally into you is giving yourself 1,000 second chances. And every time you get to 99, you press reset. That you are willing to bank on you. You're willing to show up for you. Being totally into you, it looks like saying, how can I give my body the best opportunity ever? What does that look like? It doesn't necessarily mean you go vegan unless that's for you, or vegetarian unless that's for you. But it does mean that you give your body what it needs, nutrients and water and oxygen and movement, that you recognize that your body is your temple here to help you live out your life purpose. Being totally into you is setting healthy boundaries. It's understanding that your yes remains really valuable when you're willing to exercise your no. And to understand that no is a complete sentence. It doesn't require any justification. So being everything to yourself is saying that I'm not looking for a relationship to complete me. Any relationship that I'm in to complement my completeness. Man, that took me years to get to. So many times and for so many years, I thought that the other half of me was out there, that there was a part of me that or something in me comes alive when someone else comes into my space. It took a long time for me to realize, wait a minute, the best thing that I can do is be whole and complete and find someone who's whole and complete and let our completeness complement one another. But it's my job, it's your job to really find out what makes me complete spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically, in relationship. So in closing, being everything to you is also recognizing you're not in this world alone, that there's an interdependent experience that other people around you get to share with you, that your greatness coupled with other people's greatness makes something that you haven't seen before. It's being willing to ask for help. It's being willing to say, I'm lonely. It's being willing to say, I apologize. It's being willing to say, I forgive you. It's recognizing that you can be everything to yourself only so that you can dance more deliciously with those around you. Dance inside of love, dance inside of business, dance inside of service, dance inside of spiritual growth. It's to recognize that we come here dependent, and then we work to be independent. And the ultimate form of ascension is to be in a place called interdependence. So when you're enough for you, and you're everything for you, and you've done what you need to do with you, for you, by you, now you can show up and go, how can I coexist with others? Now remember, this is not a monologue. I know I say it all the time, but I have to remind you, I want your comments. You should have been commenting already if you haven't done so. Please tell me, what do you think about this episode? What about it stirred something in your soul? What was a great reminder about being everything to yourself, being enough for yourself, or being interdependent and realizing that we're here as individuals, but we're here to have a collective experience? So please, shoot me any questions, any comments, what popped up, what was an aha, what was a BOL, a breakthrough out loud, what was something that you agreed with or you didn't agree with. I want to hear all of it. And go get your friends. Invite them. This is a delicious experience that we're having. Let's not keep it to ourselves. And subscribe if you haven't already done so. I want you here for a while. I'm your sister in the journey. This is your tribe. We are your home. And every time I see you, I'm going to tell you something like, I believe in you. Or I love you. Why would I do that? Because I do. I believe in you. And I love you. I'll see you real soon.
All right. So what are some of your takeaways when you think about, are you showing up for yourself? Are you honoring yourself? Setting your boundaries? I thought about that this morning as I thought about, especially those who are more nurturers, who may be taking care of their mother, who might be married, who may have children to take care of, or a lot of outside things going on. How do you, and that might be the big question, how do you in that intricacy make sure that you pour enough into yourself? Or you might be having some distractions because of something that might be going on in your body or your affairs. But do you know everything that's happening in our outer world is a direct correlation to our emotional space? And so when I think about love, and my grandmother used to say love was the answer. It wasn't an ill love can heal, no prescription love can feel, and for every question, love was the answer. I start to see now that love is the answer. If my money is not showing up the way I would like it to, somewhere in there, I haven't been loving myself enough? Is my relationship to anyone, whether it's my spouse, my children, wherever, have I loved myself enough? And so today I want to talk to you more about honoring the gift of you. Because you ultimately is the answer to you. You are the answer to you. So you think about when you put yourself in the circle and you look at everything that radiates out from you, what's going on, your relationship to yourself, your relationship to others, your relationship to your community, your car, everything is a direct reflection of what's going on the inside. And so when you look at what's going around you, what's going on around you, what are you seeing? And that's going to demonstrate where the work begins. I'll give you an example. Life is always giving us and always nudging us exactly where we're supposed to be. So I'm sitting here the other day, and I'm doing my work, getting things done, and all of a sudden, my husband brings me some hot tea. I drink hot tea every single morning. We drink hot tea every day. But this particular day, his phone, I reach over to see who it was, to tell him who it was, but he was in the other room, and the hot tea spills down my leg. Oh, my God. Straight flesh. I was like, so I began to, I screamed so loud. I mean, wow. And I began to think about what I need to do to, to heal my skin because, I love my skin, right? I love my skin. I take care of my skin because I love my skin. So I was thinking about the ice, keep it cool. And then when it got cool, I put the honey on it, and I started thinking. But then I began to go into the intersection of my mind to see what was the universe saying to me with my left side. And it made me stop the whole day and really become more introspective because first that happened. No, that wasn't the first thing that happened. I had a little energy exchange with my daughter. Then I got that, and then I got a text that my one of my girlfriends who I grew up with was in life support. And that just kind of spiraled into the whole day and everything. And so I started thinking about what was really going on in my energy expression. I got a call, and I was triggered by the call. And I was like, what is going on here? So I just stopped. I said, you know what? I went into meditation. I went and got reflexology, and I laid out in the sun down on Michigan Avenue because I didn't want to drive after having such a great experience. But when I think about my energy, I was starting to feel feelings of abandonment. I was starting to feel my energy was just not in this normal state. Instead of stopping and pouring more love into me, the universe had to whip me up because it was time to go to the next level. And one of the things that I pray is that I don't have to have pain to learn. I don't want to have pain to learn because we don't have to learn from pain. But what it was is that I hadn't been putting myself first. I was starting to feel overwhelmed. And life was, it had been so good to me, and I just was feeling feelings of not deserving. Yep. And so I needed to stop and just catch up with what all the goodness that was happening in my life. And really integrating to the fact that I deserved all the great things that was happening, even at this next level. I deserved it. But I had to stop and integrate. Because, you know, being a mother, I gave so much to my children and so much to my family that I still was falling back into those old habits. I was starting to get all caught up emotionally into what the children was, and I had to stop and put a stop to it and say, okay, we got to get back to you. Nothing is more important than you. Nothing. And I had to do my love work and get back to the presence of love in me. Because you can get so inundated with all the things you have to do, your to-dos, your to-this, and your that, and you get lost in the sauce and forget that it doesn't mean a thing when you're not honoring your feelings and not loving who you are and not showing up as that presence. And I had to get still and breathe and remember that I was important. And if I'm not getting out of life what I want, then what is my expectation? Because people don't treat me the way I treat them. They treat me the way I treat myself. And guess what? Even though I was doing the work and loving myself, I still had this small thing that I still need to heal. Maybe not, you know, it's still some more things to do, but the one thing that came up was I still had a sense of energy that was showing up that I wasn't important. And that day was a significant day of reminding myself that I was not only important, but I was more than enough. And that the world needed me. Because when God fashioned God's self through me and put me on the planet, I was important the day I was born. The day before I was even put in my mother's womb, I was important to the planet. Because God has a purpose for each and every one of us. But Neville Goddard said, we only show up on the planet, on the stage of life, based on how we feel about ourselves. And I still was putting out that energy, even though I knew it better, I didn't see it. And it took me, the universe, taking a tea. And let me tell you, now let me tell you how you know when you learn your lesson. The tea was so hot. And I prayed over my skin, and there's not a mark on my skin. When I came home and I had laid in sun and I felt, you know, a little tinge in my skin, I was blessing my skin, I was loving it. I said, ooh, I got the lesson. I got the lesson. I didn't have to leave a mark to keep it. Oh, my God, I was so excited. And I'm saying this to say that it's time for us to show up for us. You got to show up for you. And we know what's going on in our world by our moves, by our energy, that if we feel overwhelmed, if we're constantly feeling not good enough, if we're constantly feeling like, oh, I'm tired, all the feelings, like those kind of feelings remind us that we're not pouring enough love into ourselves. And it can be easy when you got an elderly parent to take care of. It can be easy to get lost in the sauce when you got children to take care of, a husband, a wife, or whatever, or things that's so on your plate that you're not putting yourself on your own to-do list. You can get lost in the sauce. And even though I don't have all of those intricate pieces, I still had enough where I was not honoring all of me yet. And so the universe just had to come and shake me up, to wake me up. I was getting in my comfort zone. Spirit said, "You, it's time to come out that comfort zone." Because, yeah, I remember even when I moved here, when I sold my house, the reason was because I didn't feel like stretching. Really. I didn't want to stretch. I didn't want to think. I was overwhelmed with what was going on in my life. And now I'm super excited. because all of this part of my journey is about to be released into, and I'm going into another space, and I'm like, wow. And it's scary when you go from one level to another level, but it's also exhilarating to see that the work you're doing is your harvest is here. But it also can be, okay, God, you know, you get, okay, God. It's funny when you think about the quote, Miriam Williams said, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate, our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. When you really get to see your power and you get to see, it is scary. I said that a lot of times, but I didn't really understand the ramifications of being able to see your own power, to see the presence of you as God and know without a shadow of a doubt that you can't lose with the spiritual too. That's good. You can talk the talk, but walk in the walk. And I got into a comfort zone, family. I got into a place where, you know, I manifest what I wanted to manifest, and I was doing, but, you know, I really wasn't doing it full out. And God said, okay, I'm calling you out. You going to call me out, God? Yep. And I got called out. I had to step out on and walk on water kind of thing. I had to do what I was talking about. If I wanted to go to the next level, it all started in November last year, waking up, looking in the mirror, thinking, wow, we're about to go into 11 years of the love journey. And I remember thinking about Albert Einstein, because you can't change a situation with the same mindset that created it. If I wanted to go to a new level, that means, and that don't mean the level I was living at was bad, because it was great. I mean, it was good. Anything I wanted, I traveled when I wanted to travel. I went wherever I wanted to go. But God was saying, it's time to go higher. So I had to ask myself, if this world is where I am right now, is what I created, how do I recreate a new space? And the first thing God told me when I asked myself, when I was ready to go to the next level, is I had to let go of everything I thought I knew. Even though it was working, and even though I was having a phenomenal, amazing life, if I was ready to go to the next level, then guess what? That level of life had to require a new level of thinking. Let me say that again. Albert Einstein said, in order, you cannot change a problem with the same mindset that created it. You can't change your money situation with the same mindset that created it. You can't change your love affair with the same mindset that created it. So even though I was having an amazing life, if I wanted to go to the next level, I had to let go of the first step. I had to let go of everything I thought I knew. So I think about Jay-Z, you know, they say he's the first hip-hop billionaire, right? In order for Jay-Z to become a billionaire, he had to let go of a millionaire thought. Now, it's nothing wrong with a millionaire life, right? It's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to go to the next level, you got to let go of everything you thought you knew to become what it is you want to become in the next level. Because that same mindset is not going to get you there. But what opens the door to allowing us to get to that next level is the love and how we see ourselves. Neville Goddard says the way we show up on the stage of life is directly correlated to how we feel and honor the gift called us. Now, of course, that's not his words, but that's me paraphrasing. Let me say that again. Because I want you to really marinate on the idea that if you want something different to happen in your life, you want to go to the next level, whether it's I'm going to give you an example. I'm working with a client. She is going through some kind of healing journey with her body. I'm not going to name the name that's going on, but, you know, it's a lot of it going on. And she said, I really know I can heal. And she said, I want to hire you to assist me in healing my body. I said, well, then if you want to hire me, then are you willing to let go of everything you thought you knew that created what you got going on in your body right now? She said, what you mean? I said, you know, I don't heal. I only give people the tools to help them heal themselves. I said, you got to be willing to let go of everything you thought you knew, because everything you know right now is what created where you are right now. Now, it sounds simple, but she said she couldn't get it. I said, yeah, well, of course you can't get something when we're in resistance. So if you can't get it, then I want you to think about, I may not be the person for you. Because I don't let nobody waste their money. You're going to get the tools with me, or you're not going to share your experience with me. Because the only thing you're going to get with me is results. So I went back over it, and I sent her an email, and I told her, when you're ready to let go of everything that you know right now to create the experience you want to bring in your life, then I may be the coach for you. But if not, that's okay. I wish you lots of love on your journey. See, at one time in my life, I thought, oh, I wanted everybody to feel good. I wanted everybody to have the information. But what I realized in life is you can't feed nobody who's not hungry. Come on, God. I was like, God, why they not getting it? Oh. God said, people don't eat until they're hungry. And guess what? I didn't even eat till I was hungry. So why would I want to force somebody to have something that they're not ready for? And I had to learn that my only job on this planet was to be me and be me at my fullest and highest best. And the best example of anything that I could ever do or be for anybody was to be it. Not talk about it, but to be it. I can't tell you about love if I'm not being love. I can't tell you about money if I'm not being money. I can't tell you about anything if I'm not being it. Now, I can tell you from an intellectual knowledge. Maybe I could read about it and tell you about it. And people have done it, and they have some great success. But the best example on the planet is not what I say, but what I be. And so now, my whole revamping of how I show up on the planet is not to talk about it, but to be a part of it at its fullest level. And my only job is me. So I'm even rethinking how I even name what I do on the planet. Because my only job is me. Your only job is you. And our only job is to return to the highest vibratory expression on the planet, which is love, synonymous with God. So your only job is to return to the knowledge of who you are as God. Let me say that again. I know somebody might want to hang up, but you can do what you need to do, because this knowledge, what I'm sharing with you, is going to take you to the next level. But you get to do with it what you want to do. And I don't have an attachment to what you do with it anymore. I used to have an attachment, because the attachment came from my own fears. The attachment came from my own ideas and pain. But what I realized, when I heal my fears and I heal my insecurities, my only job is to show up full out. And people get to eat how they want to eat from how you share your gifts. You don't get to tell people how to do that. You only get to share, and they get to choose how they want to do for them. And that's what real love does. And even though I thought I was showing up in love, I really wasn't, because love is not conditional. Love doesn't say, I love you, and then you have to be this in order for me to love you. No. And these were some hard lessons in these last few weeks. I mean, no, you have to be careful what you pray for. I remember looking in that mirror, asking God, how do I get to the next level? And I had to get to zero, letting go of everything I know in order to even get to this level. And then I'm sure it's going to happen again, because every level requires a let go in order to experience the next level. So today, if you want something different, you got to realize that you are the product. You are the one that needs to take care of you. The answer is you. The answer is never outside ourselves. And even though we've heard that over and over from the books we read, from the conversation, it's really honoring that. And it's easy to get distracted when you're a mother, a caregiver, and have many different things that you have to take care of. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm telling you this from experience, not from something I read, not from something somebody told me, when you become valuable to you, your money changes. When you become valuable to you, your relationship changes. When you become valuable to you, everything in your life begins to change, because even though this sounds cliche, and we say it over and over again, until we get to the depth of understanding that everything comes from the inside out, and how you show up is how everything shows up in your space. If you don't like how things are showing up, then you got to figure you. And so the only job is to master self. I know a lot of these lessons we've been going over, it's been different, but I'm telling you, the one thing that I have to say, traveling to Peru, and we don't have to travel anywhere to find us. It was just a great opportunity, but we are wherever we are. Wherever I am, I am. Wherever I am, I am. And so I don't have to go on top of a mountain to do anything, but it was a great experience. Because the first thing Mother Ayahuasca said to me, you know what she said? She said, why are you here? I said, to get this divine inspiration. She said, you are the divine, divine one. And I had to think to myself, well, why am I here? Because I know that. She had to remind me the reason I was there is because I truly was not in self-acceptance. I still have work to do with self-acceptance. And not necessarily just in the, you know, we can be afraid of our own power. We can be afraid of standing in the success of who we are. And there were so many things that I still had to look at and say, ooh, Janine, see, ooh. And let me tell you, I wanted to fight the idea that she didn't know what she was talking about. I do all this work. I love me, honey. Mother Ayahuasca said, okay, you think that? She whipped me up and turned me up. And I had to sit still for a minute. And when I got the tea burnt my leg a few days ago, she said, oh, we back here again, huh? So I'm telling you, life is always showing you. Life is always giving you little nuggets to show you where you are. And if you pay attention to the sign, it's going to show you whether you're loving yourself or not. Your money ain't right. Guess what? You ain't loving you enough. You in disharmony with something or somebody. You ain't loving you enough. You're showing up with some stuff that's going on in your body. Guess what? You ain't loving you enough. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to swallow. It was a hard pill to swallow, and I live this and teach it. And I just got swallowed up and beat up by Mother Ayahuasca, and she said, honey, you think you got this going on? You don't. Who is she talking to? She ain't talking to me. She said, it's time for you to get out your comfort zone. She said, you've been living at a comfort zone for too long. You want to change what's going on? You want to go to the next level? Then you got to let go of all that. You think you know something, but you don't. And I had to swallow my little pride and my little ego. And guess what? I had to accept that what Mother Ayahuasca was saying to me was the truth, and it was time to change. It was time to let go of the old to get ready for the new. You see, like Moses was told to speak to the rock, but Moses decided to strike the rock again and then did it again. Why? Because he wanted to do it the way he was used to, because it's easy to fall in the familiar. It's easy to stay in a Mercedes if you want to push and go get another Mercedes instead of stretching and get a Porsche or stretching to get another level or whatever. Don't have to be that. It could be anything. I'm just giving you an example. But I'm saying to you, I had to get out my own way. I had to get out my own way. And it's time for you to get out your own way. Because if you were not in your own way, you probably wouldn't even be on this call right now. Sorry to say that, but most likely you come to the call because you want something different. Most likely you come into the call not because you just love Janine so much and you just want to hear my voice. The truth of it is that you want something different going on in your life and you want to know what to do. So you're looking, you're searching, and all you can do. But the bottom line is it's inside of you. I would love to tell you that, oh, yes, come to Janine. Oh, that would be all ego. The bottom line is it's you. And the only way you're going to change is if you do something different, if you get out your comfort zone. How many of us get up and go do the same thing every day? And nothing is really different right now. How many of us are doing the same thing every day, expecting something different to happen? We come up, we get up with the same emotions, the same thought processes, acting and doing everything the same. You want something different? You got to do something different. You cannot do the same thing expecting the same result. Jay-Z didn't become a billionaire acting like a millionaire. He decided and he became intentional about becoming a billionaire, and guess what? His first album was put out in 1996. It's only 23 years it took for him to be a billionaire. That's not a long time. Reasonable Doubt was put out in 1996. So when you think about the first hip-hop billionaire, what did he had to let go of the idea of being a millionaire. We got to let go of being a thousandaire to become a millionaire, or even just to live in our own comfort. See, everybody doesn't have to have an intention to be billionaires or millionaires, but whatever it is we desire in order to get to that level of comfort, financial freedom, we got to let go of the idea of debt. You want financial freedom? You got to let go of debt. I asked God for financial freedom. God said, well, that's on you. You don't want to believe in lack. You don't want to believe in limitation. What you mean, God? You the one consciously see, believe, and lack in order for lack to experience in your life. That's on you, Janine. I said, oh. Well, how do I let go of the idea of lack? How do I let go of limitation? How do I let go of all by letting go of the fear? Well, how do I let go of the fear? See, we've been conditioned. If we can't see it, feel it, and touch it, because we're not in control, then we fear it. Yeah, because you know what? That don't make no sense for that child to go out there and buy that big old Bentley and don't even have no job. That don't make no sense. But if God told her for him to stretch out, that's the stretch they think it. What do you think God was saying to Moses when God told Moses to take off your shoes? God wasn't. You think God really cared about Moses having on shoes? No. It was about Moses, where I'm going to take you, I'm going to need you to stretch your understanding. Because feet in the Kemetic, in the Egyptian, means understanding. Everything about your feet means understanding. What God was saying to Moses, I'm going to need you to stretch your thinking. I'm going to need you to take that stinking thinking, those limits off your thoughts. In order for me to take you where you're about to go, you got to let go of the box that you've placed yourself in. I'm like, go on, God, tell Moses that thing. Because Moses didn't think he could speak. And God said, Moses, don't worry about what you think you can and cannot do. I'm going to need you to see yourself different. Well, what about Aaron, God? Because Aaron is a better speaker than me. Matter of fact, he's much more eloquent. God said, that's not Aaron's purpose. You see, we all came with a purpose. And it's easy to get caught up. Again, let me remind you and reiterate, Neville Goddard said that the way we show up on the stage of life is directly related to how we feel about ourselves. And it's so easy to walk this life with those not good enough feelings. I told you until I got burnt with the tea the other day, I still had that little energy that I hadn't even paid attention to. That I hadn't even paid attention to. But when you ask to be revealed to you what you need to do, and you start to see yourself, I had to accept the fact that there was still work that I had to do. See, you can get so arrogant being a teacher or being in front of people, but you see what I really know? This was never about you anyway. This was about me stretching. Everything that I teach was everything that I needed to learn. But I was so arrogant in my own thinking that I thought, oh, I'm just, and even though I'm, you know, it was an unconscious arrogance. I had to really check myself the other day. Girl, you better get this together. But guess what? I'm so excited because I see the fruits of my labor. I see the harvest. I see the greatness that's coming up. And I was listening. You know, I clean up the house, and I listen to all kind of podcasts, all kind. You know, from The Breakfast Club to religious to, I listen to Minister Farrakhan. I listen to the Jews. I listen to everything. It don't matter to me. But let me just tell you. But what I never did was listen to myself. Let me tell you, I was so excited this weekend because I listened to myself so much. And I used to laugh when Reverend Ike say, you know, I get up in the morning and I run and I put me a Reverend Ike tape on. And I thought, oh, that is good. But I never really understood the ramifications of why or what that did. You see, I was, because I'm being taken to the next level, so I'm working on my making my vibration, keeping my vibration high, keeping my vibration. And it's a lot of work to keep your vibrations high, especially when you're coming from one level to the next. It's a lot of work. And I kept working on my vibrations this weekend, and so I just kept re-listening to myself on different things that I did. And let me just tell you, I was like an aha moment. Brenton come in. If you don't know, Brenton is my husband. I was laying across the bed. He came in with some, my husband liked to eat y'all. So he came in with some food, and he got the little tables, and he knew I wasn't finna leave, so he just laid across the bed with the little table. And I wasn't finna eat, but we started talking. He was like, I wonder if people really get what you say. I was like, He said, babe, you know what? You're really, really good. I said, you know what? I was sitting here laying here thinking, I should listen to me more. And so I started thinking about, it was funny though, but I was thinking, it was a really lesson, a good lesson, because I've never valued the gift of Janine until the way I listened to myself this weekend. You see, I was just doing something. And I was doing something, and now I see God wanted me to see my own values. You see, the way I show up on the planet, and the way I show up on the stage of life is directly related to how I feel about me. And so if I expect to have more life, I have to first understand my own value. It's interesting because the one thing that stuck out in the book we read by Dr. Dennis Krimmer, and I'm about to close this out, wealth choice. The first thing that stood out the most to me is when Dennis Kimball walked into John Johnson's office, and John Johnson asked him, why wasn't he a millionaire? Dr. Dennis Kimball couldn't answer. He said, the one thing I can tell about a person is how they feel about themselves based on their bank account. That thing was like, whoa. John Johnson said, the way we feel about ourselves is directly related to what's going on in our bank account. If I'm always, what is it when you're bouncing checks and all that stuff, or out of money or depleted, that's because I feel depleted. I feel bankrupt, or I don't know, I can't even think of the stuff that happened to your bank account. Now that's, you know, I didn't went somewhere, because I've been there when my bank accounts was in the red and all that stuff, but this haven't been there so long. But the one thing that I thought about was Dr. Johnson. John Johnson was telling Dr. Dennis Kimball that. That thing just like stuck in my mind for years. Why is it how I treat my money has a lot to do with how I treat myself? Then I thought about T. Harv Eker. He said, how we do anything is how we do everything. And if there's areas in your life that's depleted, overwhelmed, or not enough, or whatever's going on, it's directly related to how you feel about yourself. And so I want you to check your bank account today. And let me tell you, it don't have nothing to do with working. It don't have nothing to do with having a job. It don't have nothing to do with having a man who take care of you or a woman take care of you or none of that. Because no matter what's going on in your life, you created it. And I have not worked since 2010 a regular job when I got laid off. And when I got laid off on that day, I'll never forget crying for a whole week because I drove a Mercedes, I drove this and that, and I could not believe that I was going to be able to take care of all the stuff I had to take care of without having a job. I was laying in the bed, and God said, I thought you said I was your source and your supply. You are. Then why are you crying about a job that was not your source? It was just a channel that I gave you. And then I started to realize how much I depended on these different channels as my source. And I started to act like these channels were my source and not my channel. My only source is God. And everything else is a channel. And God said, I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil. But I believed so much in a hard work consciousness that I could not believe that I could get a house that I did not work for. It's not until recently that God had given me a phenomenal idea that I could see that I could have a house that I didn't pay for, a land I didn't toil. I didn't believe it. Even though I quoted that scripture, I didn't really believe it to the depth of my soul. Why? Because I still believed that I had to put my hands in it, that I had to be in control, that it had to be me. If it wasn't me, then it wasn't going. And now, you see, all I had to do was just ask the Spirit of God in me as me to direct my path and to bless my feet, and that God will show me and inspire me with inspired ideas or just show up with something, even if I didn't even think about it. All I had to do was just have enough belief. And then that's when I started asking God to bless my belief, because it all started with just a doggone steamer. I was steaming the floor, and I was so used to mopping with a mop. I had just got my steamer. And let me tell you, if you ever clean your floors with a mop and then get you a steamer, it's just easy. All you have to do is press the button and just move it. But you know how you have to ring it and press hard? I've caught myself in the habit of taking the steamer, and I caught myself pushing it hard. And then it started. I sat there for a minute. I had to open up the Bible. What does faith without works mean? Because faith without works was taught to me that means faith without doing some kind of physical work. I said, no, that can't be it. Because God said, I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil. God said, your gifts will make room for you. So I ain't got to work hard. I just got to figure out how to do this thing. So I opened up the Bible. I said, God, what does faith without works mean? Oh, my God. It was the best day of my life. Because I figured out faith without belief. I didn't even know you could have faith without belief. It was faith without belief that's dead. And when I changed my belief, I had to ask God to bless my belief. My energy changed. It was my belief. And I know I'm all over the place, but I just wanted you to really get this today. And I'm done. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, let's talk about it. I really want you to get this message today. But again, people don't eat today ready until they're hungry. And if you're not hungry, that's okay. I love you. anyway. But if you got some questions, comments, or concerns, let's dialogue about it. If you don't, it's good too. I'm telling you, family. If you want to go to the next level, Albert Einstein, I couldn't have read a better Bible than Albert Einstein. If I want something different, I got to change the mindset that created it. If I want to become a millionaire, I got to let go of a $1,000 air mindset. If I want to be a billionaire, what Jay-Z say? What's better than one billionaire, two? As long as they're the same, you, Jay-Z, Janine. You got to do it. We got to let go of the mindset that created a million so that we can become billions. And it's up to you. All you got to do is change your belief. It ain't even about working hard. A money problem is not a money problem. It's a mind problem. A love situation is not a love problem. It's a mind problem. Your disharmony is not a disharmony situation. It's a mind situation. All these things are reflection of you. I remember I got into a car accident one day. My mom was here, and I got up that morning. I said, Mom, you want me to fix you something to breakfast or something before I go to school? She said, mm-mm, baby, I just going to have me some yogurt. I said, you sure, Mom? She said, no, that's all I want. I said, okay. So guess what? I get ready to go out to school, and guess what she do? Baby, can you fix me some breakfast? Mom, I'm agitated because she said she wants some breakfast, but now I don't have no time. So I fix her breakfast, but now I'm agitated. I get out, I'm running to school, and I draw to myself a car accident. And it wasn't until I went to the first intensive Millionaire Mind Intensive that I understood, because I couldn't raise my arm. That happened in September. I went to my first Millionaire Mind Intensive workshop. I couldn't raise my arm over my shoulder. It was so much in pain. I went to the Intensive Mind workshop. We did a forgiveness, and this was a money workshop. We did a forgiveness meditation. And we had to write out some things, and they gave us different questions. And for some reason, my mom came up, and I was writing about it, and I did it, and then I did the forgiveness work. Do you know, in the middle of my forgiveness meditation, my arm popped, and I could hear in my mind. And guess what? I was able to finally, after September to November, actually lift my arm up over my shoulder with no pain. Family, the work is you, only you, and nothing else in this world can stop you from being the greatness but you. So that's my message today. And so as I remind you today, you are a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. Don't just live, but dream your, God-sized dream, but live them, family. And remember, it only works if you work it. I'm going to close loop again. What the world needs now is love. Love. And no matter what you're doing, no matter how you're showing up, it's not a thing that is going on in your life that enough love can't change. I love you, family. Thank you for making me a better me. Thank you for allowing me to be here, to want to be better, to show up better. All right, family, have a great, phenomenal, love-filled day. This is Luther Vandross. This has been another episode of The Love Journey. All your love experience with Janine and Ingram, that's me.
that there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love. But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb, and there are oceans and rivers enough to cross. Enough to last till the end of time.
I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to do Love Will Find a Way, family. Love Will Find a Way. This is Lionel Richie. Mm-hmm.
like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain that's in your eyes. So many times you were so lonely, and no one seemed to care. But if your hopes for your tomorrows are drowned,
just a minute.